Joni Marks was 40 years old when she was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. Divorced and with her grown son out of the house, she adapted to a new life. As her MS progressed, Ms. Marks stayed mobile in New York City with the help of a motorized scooter called Rascal. But at the age of 76, with the cost of help rising and her own strength declining, it was all proving little too much. So years ago, Joni Marks moved into the Hebrew Home for the Aged. That's a nursing home in the Riverdale section of the Bronx. There, along with her Rascal, she found a new life and a new love. A note to listeners with young children, the story contains some frank descriptions of sexuality.
We were at a meeting called Collage, and we sat at long tables, and he was opposite me. So each day we would talk because we both went to this class. And finally one day the teacher said, would you two, and she does not encourage socializing when you're in the class, would you two like to sit together? So Charlie said, oh yeah. Charlie is a great craftsman. He's also a very obedient young boy. He follows orders. She doesn't want socializing. Okay, we won't socialize. So he said to me, would you like to come back to see my room? And his room overlooks the Hudson River. You can see, if you stretch your neck, the George Washington Bridge. You can see the cloisters without stretching. So I kept going up to his room. He has Parkinson's. And because he has Parkinson's, and because I have a Rascal, I was expected up there every day. In the beginning, we fought like cats and dogs. Oh, my God, was I awful to him. I was dreadful. And he took it. And finally one day I said to him, what are you, stupid or something? Why do you take this from me? And he said, oh, you're cute. I said, cute? You mean you don't take me seriously? He said, what's to take seriously? That shut me up. He loved my look, the blonde hair. The blonde hair is from a bottle. He likes a big boobs. Those are from God. Maybe his mommy denied him, but he's smitten. That's the only thing I can think to say. He's smitten. And each night he'd call to say goodnight and he'd say, I love you. I'd say, Charlie, I like you. And one night he said, I love you, Joni. So I said, I love you too, Charlie. And I hung up. And the next day he said, good morning, Cookie Jar. I said, good morning, Charlie. How are you? I'm fine. He said, do you still feel the same way? I said, what same way? As if I didn't remember. So he said, I love you, Joni. I said, yeah, I love you too. And it was just automatic from then on. Just, that's the way it was.
Main floor. Going up.
Good morning, sweetheart.
How's my cookie jar? Ah, that makes my day now.
That little bit?
Yeah, it helps.
Oh, boy.
So we're an item now. It's cute. It's certainly not what I had dreamed of in any way, shape, or form. Any man that lives here, who's with a bunch of ladies doing a collage class, is not exactly what I would have been interested in.
But he is the best friend I've ever had. I have no hesitancy with Jolly.
Could you scratch your tummy if you've got an itch?
And there's no criticism. I never had that feeling before. I thought I had a good marriage. I didn't have a good marriage. It took me a while to find that out.
Words fall into rhyme any time you are holding me near.
The social workers got together and decided we should have a privacy rule. Ho, ho. Charlie and I don't need a privacy rule to kiss. Anyway, they designed a red dot on your door handle. Means do not disturb. Charlie, bless his heart, in his own infinite wisdom, went to copper enameling, made a round red dot, good size, and put it on the door handles. So that's how they know.
Don't come in here. Charlie and Joni are busy.
Yay!
He's very affectionate. Not sexy. I wouldn't say sexy. We have a great time playing. You know, we nick. And somebody just said, you neck? One of the women here. I said, yeah, what would you call it? I said, we're not in bed. We're not doing anything physical. Play with each other. She said, oh, neck. I haven't heard that expression in years. I said, I haven't used it in years. I haven't needed to.
Give me a smooch, baby.
Charlie loves to smooch, but he doesn't like, how can I put this so it would be acceptable? He doesn't like French kissing.
French kissing? I like French kissing.
You do not.
I do too. Come here and give me one.
Charlie Nutrioni, you're telling a story.
No, no.
Come here. Get over here. Don't stand up. Whatever you do. See, he thinks that's a big deal. All it was a kiss. Like you'd give your grandmother. That's not the way you kiss your sweetheart. Get over here. I'll give you a lesson.
She did.
Got it?
That's it.
067. 067.
When I was a kid, every church had bingo. I never heard of a Jew that went to bingo. Now I live at the Hebrew Home for the Aged, and we have bingo. And bingo is a big deal in this place. You win a big deal, 25 cents a game, but not in cash, in coupons. You accumulate the coupons, then you can buy a cake of soap. So Monday night is bingo, and we cheat. Charlie tells his nurses that he's going down to bingo, but it's funny he gets lost on the way.
G-5-2.
One night, Charlie was down here, and it's very hard for Charlie to come down. And he's like a little boy, like a kid breaking the rules. He comes down on a Monday night when he should be at bingo. Should, quote. And we got the red dot on the door. So we're playing around and we're necking like crazy, and Charlie gets stuck between the bed and the wall. As you can see, there isn't a hell of a lot of room in this bed to get stuck. Charlie gets stuck and he falls down on the floor. I remember the man has Parkinson's. And remember, I have MS, so I'm not a hell of a lot of help. We're giggling our heads off like crazy. And finally, he was smart, and he crawled over to the chair and pulled himself up. I said to Charlie one day in a moment of passion, let's get married. He said, what, and spoil it? And I said, you're right. You're absolutely right. So now we joke about it all the time. Charlie, you want to get married? No way. It's not worth all the effort. And you hear such gruesome stories about kids and stepchildren. Who needs it? I've lived my full life. I'll have my fun with Charlie, and I don't need permission. It's a fun relationship, and it's a frustrating relationship. I think it's frustrating because you know the ultimate is not going to ever be. Never gonna end up in a big double bed. There isn't one in this old joint, as far as I know. You wouldn't be allowed to spend the night anyway. You're never gonna end up together, in quotes, forever and ever. But so what? I've had that. I'm gonna be 80 years old in August. 80? I remember when my mother was 80, when we had an 80th birthday party for her. She was an old lady. And now when I realize that I'm the old lady, oh, God, I hate it because I don't feel like an old lady. God knows I don't think like an old lady. And you know what? I don't act dating. And I'm not going to. Because I think that schlepping along through life is hard enough. Schlepping along like an old lady is harder. Let's go out singing. One day I went out and we passed the Riverdale Motor Inn, and I came home and I told Charlie, I said, hey man, I got the spot. Now we gotta figure out how to get out of here and get there.
That's the problem. You could get out, but I can't get out.
We're gonna get you a rascal
if they give me one. We were racing all up and down the hallway here.
Yeah, we'd be good, wouldn't we?
We would have to be good, otherwise they'll take our toys away.
We'd go outside and race.
Yeah.
Right?
I'll wait for you at the corner.
We'd race outside.
Give me a smooch, baby.
That was pretty good.
That was very good. I don't know how many more I got left.
Joni Mark's story comes to us from independent producer David Miller, who interviewed her last year. We learned this week that Miss Marks was recently diagnosed with dementia. She and Charlie still live at the Hebrew Home for the Aged in Riverdale, New York, and you can hear more from her past conversations with David Miller at our website, npr.org. ¶¶